Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. All right. This is our night seven of our 7-day revival. And tonight's minister that we have tonight is none other than Minister Bernard Merrill. And as always, before we get started and get everything rolling, we're going to have Mother Janice Hudson open up with her opening prayer. So, Mother Janice, can you open us up in prayer?
Amen. Yes. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how. Asking Father, please give Pastor tonight a voice that will go over the airway, because we know, Lord, that he's anointed through you, Lord. We know that he's a good man of God. He's a great man of God and a great speaker and motivator. And I just want to thank you, Father God, for giving him this opportunity to help bring some lost souls into your kingdom. Give them the strength and knowledge and understanding, Lord. And bless them, Lord, and give show his anointing. And heal your children of the world. It's in your mighty name, Jesus. Your way, your will. I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tonight's prayer, Brother Janice. And before we get started, our word of tonight is, Father, into thy hands I command my spirit. And our speaker, the next voice you'll hear, is none other than Minister Bernard Merrill. Minister Bernard Merrill also is president and founder of By Faith Ministries. He's also a musician, and God has placed his talent on this man of God. So right now, we are introducing none other than Minister Bernard Merrill. Minister Bernard.
Amen. Glory to God. Family, what's going on, everybody? Y'all already know I am so grateful and excited to reconnect with you all, praying always that you all are doing extremely well. I pray that today has been amazing thus far, and that you are pressing forward by faith. Why? Because by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I am so grateful, humbled, and honored for the privilege to share the word of God with you on tonight for this last night of the 7-day, seven last words revival. I give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Shout out to our CEO, Pastor Tory Daly, of Purpose Kingdom Network, and all of God's messengers. Shout out to all of you who are tuning in tonight. Shout out to those, my prayer line family, who are tuning in tonight. Shout out to all of you all over the world. All of you are my family, because we are all children of God, and I love you all. So with that being said, family, let's get into it tonight. I'm excited about the word of God that he has blessed and positioned me to share with you tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to pray very quickly, and we're going to get right into it. So, Father, we thank you. We love you. We honor you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for all you're doing. We thank you for all that you will do. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For waking us up this morning. Thank you for blessing us to be in our right minds. Thank you for renewing our strength. Thank you for preparing the way before us. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for taking the penalty of sin on our behalf. Oh, Father, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. So we decree and declare tonight, have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, be glorified tonight. Be in the midst of every home. Be in the midst of every workplace. Be in the midst of every community, every school, every college, every daycare, wherever your children are tonight. Make your presence known. Let your love be felt. Bless your word that it go forth boldly. that it be a blessing unto your children, that we all install it, live by it, and share it with others. Unashamed, walking by faith and not by sight. Father, we pray that someone will rise and ask the most important question they will ever ask. What must they do to be saved? We thank you, Jesus, that as we lift up your name, you will draw all closer to you. I decrease so that you can increase. I step back so that you can step forward. I pray that you be heard, that you be desired, that you be glorified, that you be exalted tonight. And it is so. To you be all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very quickly, family, charge it to my head and not my heart. Also, I want to shout out my pastors, Dr. Bill and Veronica Wentz, and all of my Living Word Christian Center family. And shout out to my wife, who's always there by my side and very supportive. And shout out to all of my By Faith Be Good Ministry Incorporated family as well. So let's get into it tonight. Father, thy hands, I commend my spirit. This is a powerful quote declared by Jesus, and there's a lot of revelation here. And so let's look at Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46 in the King James Version. Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46 in the King James Version. The word of the Lord says, it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up. I want to read it one more time. And this is Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46 in the King James Version. And it was about the sixth hour. There was a darkness over all the earth till the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up. And so, family, let's get into it. Let's flow tonight. Praise God. You know, God loves us so much. Rather than leave us in our sin, he sent his own son, Jesus, to pay the penalty of our sin. His own son, Jesus, to pay the penalty, our sin. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Because of what Jesus has done for us, family, God's mercy back we do deserve. God's grace us what we don't deserve. Can I say that again? Because of what Jesus has done for us, mercy holds back what we do deserve, and his grace gives us what we don't deserve. We have been through some tough times in our lives. All of us have made mistakes. All of us have been down and out. All of us have had moments in our lives where we did our own thing. But thank God for faithfulness. God, that in spite of us, he's been faithful. Thank God that when we were in the club, he was still faithful. Thank God that when we were in the streets, he was still faithful. Thank God when we were disobedient, he was still faithful. Thank God when we were just in the world and being of the world, God was still faithful. God was still with us. He was still protecting, comforting us. He was still watching over us. He was still providing for us. And so we thank God for his grace and his mercy. Glory to God. And so we see here, although Jesus lived a sinless life, he died in our place. Although Jesus lived a sinless life, he died in our place. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest event in the history of mankind because it reveals Jesus is more than our crucified Savior. He is also our risen Lord. Jesus didn't just die on the third day. He got up. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. On the third day, he got up. Power. So what makes the resurrection of Jesus a necessary part of the gospel? Resurrection of Jesus is so important. It was prophesied years before Jesus came into the world in the flesh. And without the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the world left without forgiveness of sin, and our hope of heaven would be lost. The promise of eternal life would have never became a reality. Because part of the gospel to God, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, because the heart of the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus on our behalf. So let's break this down. Chapter 23:44-46. So in the beginning, text starting of the sun at noonday. It was now about the sixth hour. That is according to interpretation at noon. There was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. The sun was eclipsed and the air exceedingly clouded at the same time, both which concurred to this thick darkness, which continued 3 hours. The veil in the temple where God dwelt. No one except the high priest entered the presence of God without going through the veil. When Jesus was crucified, the veil tore in two, that God's presence now available to everyone, Jew and Gentile. The veil was an estimated 60 feet tall and 4 inches thick. Now we are able to enter the presence of God through the new veil, body and blood of Jesus Christ, all who desire to. By this rending of the veil was signified in a way of the ceremonial law. It signified the taking away of the ceremonial law, which was a wall to God of hostility. A wall, glory to God, between Jews and Gentiles. All other difficulties and discouragements in our approaches to God, so that now we may come boldly to God's throne of grace. And so the thing is, family, once when we were limited, no longer limited, to go through anybody else to the presence of God. Direct access. I'm pointing this out as the Lord is leading me to, because to understand, family, the access we have to God's presence. So trusting God. Yes. There's no excuses for us to be able to get into the presence of God. God has given us Christ. Through his sacrifice, he's given us full access to him in prayer, to have a right relationship with him, to commune with him, to fellowship with him, to dwell in his presence, to worship him in spirit and in truth to God. So now, coming to the seventh and final saying of Jesus Christ. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. These were Jesus' last words. They can be your last words too. Jesus suffering and death, God is not your condemning judge. Can I say that again? Thanks to Jesus suffering and death, God is not your condemning judge. He is your heavenly Father who has promised to care for you eternally. Now watch this. I want to point out something here. The number seven means completion and perfection. This seventh saying, we see perfectly how we not only must live, but how to God. God, somewhere tonight, family, I want you to stick with me. This is getting ready to bless you. Number seven means completion and perfection to God. This seventh saying, we see perfectly how not only must live, also how we should die. God's word says, Galatians 2, verse 20, those of you who are familiar with the word of God, where I'm going with this, those of you who are tuning in tonight, God's word says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So you are no longer who you were. You are now who you are in Christ. No longer you who live, but Christ who lives through you. Accept him as your Lord and personal Savior. So watch this. There are words, the seventh saying. The number eight means new beginning. So although the last saying of Christ on the cross starts a brand new beginning. Oh, I pray somebody catch that tonight. This is the seventh saying to God. The seventh saying has eight words. The seven being the number of completion, the number eight sending new beginning. And this is why God called us to walk by faith and not by sight. This is why you cannot allow what you see to dictate what you believe, because although it looks like the end, although it looks like there's no way out, although it looks like there's no way of escape, here to let you know tonight, when it looks like it's over, you're just getting started to God, because God is getting ready to raise you up out of every struggle. God is getting ready to raise you up out of every situation. So don't be weary in well-doing. Going to reap if you faint not. I just wanted to point that out. The seventh last word, eight words. Hallelujah to God. And so God, he always provides a way of escape. So let's get deeper into this, family. So we see here in Luke chapter 23, this last saying we see has trust and foremost saying of trust. Into thy hands, Father's hands are trustworthy. When you read verse 46 in the New Living Translation, he says, Father, I entrust Spirit into your hands. So, Father's hands are trustworthy. He had no problem putting his Spirit into his Father's hands, because he knew there were no better hands than his Father's, and he knew he could totally trust his Father. We need to know that we can entrust our spirit, we can entrust every part of our lives into God's hands, because there is no one more trustworthy. When you truly entrust your spirit to God, you will entrust all to him. Remember the commercial, the Allstate commercial, the slogan, says good hands. The good hands of people. But I'm here to tell you, family, that their hands do not come anywhere near being as trustworthy as the hands of our Heavenly Father. There are people who are afraid to put their spirit, afraid to put their life into the hands of God. Some are scared because they're not sure what God might have them do or what he might have them give up. See, you got to be all in when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You got to be ready to surrender. You got to understand that your life is not your own. You got to be willing to let go of certain people, places, and things. You got to be willing to let go of certain lifestyles. You got to be willing to go where God tells you to go, to do what God tells you to do, to be who God created you to be. Somebody who is afraid to put their spirit, their life, everything that they are into the hands of God, that's because they're not ready to let go of certain ways about themselves. Won't put their life in the hands of God because they're not ready to take their hands to the steering wheel. People are not ready to put their life into God's hands because they're not ready to let go of control. They want to be in charge of the direction of their life. But the Lord is here tonight to God to assure you that there is no need to worry or be afraid. I don't know about you, family, but I would rather put my spirit, my soul, and my life into the hands of God rather than depending on the world system, rather than depending on people. Because people are not as reliable as God. Disappointment comes from people and not God. The world system has limitations. God sets us free, great being who he created us to be, knowing that God is our source. And he will always make sure we have as much as we need that we need in every time of need, no matter the circumstance, to abound in every good word and work. So here's the thing. No need to worry or be afraid because the word of the Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The NIV version says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That scripture, you know, this scripture isn't just for Jeremiah. It wasn't just for him and those during that time. It's for each one of us today as well. God has a plan for our lives that will benefit us. He has a plan that will bring hope to our lives. Some of us are so set in charting our own course that we refuse to put our lives in God's hands and see what he has for us. I'm here to encourage you tonight to move yourself out of the way. God have his way in your life. Try chart your own life. Don't try to lead your own life. Don't try to do things your own way. Let God be God. This world is all you know. It's very easy to fear what happens at death. But there's no reason for us to fear. Like Jesus saying, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Christ, with strong faith, willingly closed his eyes and gave up his spirit, knowing that a better life is the side of glory. That there was still greater ahead of him in spite of what he felt, in spite of what he went through, in spite of how it looked. He knew greater seal on the other side. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. If you want to experience joy unspeakable, then you need to say like Jesus, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. However, someone listening tonight, help you tonight, family, might say, I'm ready to die. Yes. So how can I say that? They say, oh, I'm not ready to leave yet. So how can I say, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit? Well, let's look at it this way. Collectors are ringing your phone, and you are struggling trying to make it. You go to work every day, yet your finances are not making ends meet. Listen, go to work every day. Your finances making ends meet. So you need to say, family, Father, into thy hands, defend my finances. The devil wants to try to destroy the children because he knows that they are the future of carrying the word of God, so he's trying to come against them. I declare, Father, to thy hands I commend my children. Come on, you ought to declare that tonight. Father, into thy hands I commend my children. I commend my grandchildren. I commend my nieces and nephews. I commend the children in my community. I commend the youth all over the world into your hands, God, so that you can cover them, so that you can keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Someone may be saying, you don't understand. You may be confused, discouraged, empty, lonely, mad at God, upset with the circumstances in your life, hurt, and have a void inside. You may feel soft and don't know if you're going to lose your mind. Well, I'm here to let you know, family, that you need to declare, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Father, into thy hands, I commend my mind. Father, into thy hands, I commend my struggle, my emptiness. I can't do this by myself anymore. I am depending on you, Lord, to see me through. So, Father, into thy hands, I commend it all. Into thy hands, I commend my job, my marriage, my health, and my future, because I know that you have something bigger and better for me, because you said that you came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. So into thy hands I commend it all that I am and all that I hope to be. Father, into thy hands commend it all. I gotta trust God. God said words. His word in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, because God will direct your path. But shout, all in his hands. I put it all in his hands. I put it all in his hands. Every problem, trial, struggle, difficulties. Hallelujah. The situation may be, I put it all in his hands, my family, my finances, because there's security in the hands of God. I put it all in his hands, my marriage. I put it all in his hands, my business. I put it all in his hands, because I know that we are secured in the hands of God. Jesus knew that in the hands of the Father, he would find rest. In the midst of all he was going through, he found comfort in the hands of the Father. He found reassurance that everything was going to be all right. He was comforted in knowing that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared what the glory which shall be revealed. When Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit, he knew he would be secured with God in his hands. How wonderful it is to know about the strength of God's hands. Listen, I want to bless you tonight. Go with me to John chapter 10, verses 27 to 30. Jesus is speaking. This is before the crucifixion. So Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Watch this. He says, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of Father's hand. I, Father, are one. Security in the hands of God. There is victory being in the hands of God. There is peace being in the hands of God. There's restoration being in the hands of God. There's wholeness being in the hands of God. Hallelujah. There's divine protection being in the hands of God. Is there anybody out there tonight that will declare from this day forward, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. Into thy hand I commend my soul. Into thy hand I commend my mind. Into thy hand, every part of me, everywhere I go, all that I do, I will seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness that flows from him, knowing that everything else will be added unto me. Some trust in horses and chariots, but I'll trust in the Lord. My faith is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. The song says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Come on. We dare not trust, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground, he's saying. Security is of God. Have full being in the hands of God. To God. You don't have to worry. You're in God's hands. You don't have to worry. It's the hands of God, family. You don't have to worry at all. It just says, Psalm 20 and 7, International Version, trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. How about you? Tried him, found out that he's all right with me. I've gotten to know God for myself. He delivered me. He saved me. He raises me. He covers me. He provides for me. He leads me. He guides me. He directs me. He strengthens me. The help I know than the help that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, with thy hands I commend my spirit. Jesus welcomed the security of God's hand. He welcomed the security of God's hand. Jesus welcomed comfort found in God's hands. Jesus found trust in the hands of God the Father. Watch this. Jesus welcomed the ability of God's hands. Here it is, family, to do what no other hands could do. Jesus welcomed the ability of God's hands to do what no other hands could do. Excuse me. Jesus welcomed. Come on, I'm going to say it one more time because I need you to get this in your spirit. Jesus welcomed the ability of God's hands to do what no other hands could do. And that was to deliver him out of the hands of man. Nobody can deliver like God. Nobody can save like God. Nobody can heal like God. Nobody can restore like God. Because with God, all things are possible. Jesus Jesus paid the price for all who believe. God is holding out his hand, saying, put your life in my hand. You can trust me. Family, the Lord positioning me. Let you know tonight, God is with you, your side, and he has you covered. His name is Jesus. Jesus came to the world through 42 generations, produced by the Holy Spirit and the Father's voice from heaven. His baptism started his ministry. His resurrection from the dead, defeating sin, confirmed as Messiah. He sacrificed, leaving his throne to save you and I. Sacrificed his life by allowing himself to be wrongfully accused. He sacrificed his life by allowing himself to be arrested. Sacrificed his life by allowing himself to be severely whipped. He sacrificed his life by allowing himself to be sentenced to death. I feel the Holy Ghost. He submitted, Jesus submitted to the will of God. He sacrificed his life by carrying his own cross to Calvary. He sacrificed his life by allowing the Roman soldiers to nail him to the cross. He sacrificed his life by allowing the Roman soldiers to lift him up so that he could draw the world closer to him. He sacrificed his life by shedding his blood. He sacrificed his life by taking the penalty of sin on our behalf, giving up his spirit and dying. But I'm here to let you know, Jesus sacrificed his life. He died. He went to hell. He defeated the enemy. He set the captive free. He took the keys to hell and the grave. And on three days later, on the third day, he rose with all power. And even today, he reigns supreme. He reigns victorious forevermore. Life. Thank you abundantly. I'm here to let you know, family, to commend it all into the hands of God. Every situation, every trial, every test, every circumstance, no matter what comes your way, God is calling us to trust in him. God is calling us to fully rely on him. God is calling us to depend on him, calling us to give every area of our life into his hands. You can trust in the Lord. You can have faith in the Lord. You can depend on the Lord because he's a very present help in the time of trouble. You can look to the hills from which cometh your help because your help cometh from the Lord. God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory that is by Christ Jesus. You never have to be afraid. You don't never have to worry because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I want to remind you tonight that you can commend your spirit, that you can commend your soul, that you can commend all that you are and everything that you have and everybody connected to you into the hand of God. Because the word of God says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Family, you can commend it all in the hands of God. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You can commend it all into the hands of God because we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Whom he did foreknow, so did predestinate, be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, he did predestinate them he also called. He called them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Well, we then say to these things, no matter what comes our way, family, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Ye rather that is risen again, who even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Family, I got good news for you. We declare not so, because in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. We are fully persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Just to let you know, you can commend your spirit and all that you are, everything that you're faced with, into the hands of God. His name is Jesus. He is the anointed one. He is the true vine. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the resurrection and the life. He is our advocate. He is the almighty God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Amen. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the author of eternal salvation. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the beloved Son of God. He is the bread of life. Jesus, he's more than a conqueror. He conquered the cross. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. He defeated the enemy. 3 days later, he got up, all power in his hands. This is why you can trust in the Lord. This is why you can put your life into the hands of God, because he has all power. Power to God. Failure with God. Failure with God. Just commended spirit into the hands of God, because he knew there was no other place to be and rather than the hands of God. One last scripture. Chapter 138, verse 8. God says, "Forsake that which concerneth us. Do not forsake the work of his hands. For the Lord is good. Mercy forever. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth. Forsake not thy own hands." Do not forsake the work of God's hands. Heed the work of God's hands. We desire the work of God's hands. We want the work of God's hands. There's security. He perfects that on the cross. So, family, I pray that you were blessed tonight. You give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And for someone who's listening tonight, you're ready. The greatest decision you will ever make in your life. No other decision that you will make greater than the decision to accept Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and personal Savior. I'm here presenting you with the greatest opportunity you will ever be presented with, and that is the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart, raise him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I encourage you tonight. It don't matter how old you are, where you come from, what your race is, mistakes you made, the places you've been, the people you've been around. It don't matter the lifestyle you used to live or are currently living. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and you shall be saved, believing in who he is, what he's done, and what he's able to do, believing that he is the Son of God, died for the remission of your sins, that you can be forgiven and reconciled back to God the Father, to have a right relationship with him, so that you can have life abundantly and eternally, most importantly, and also believing that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to his power that is at work within you. Family, what are you waiting for? We are in a time where you cannot search, you cannot be searching for validation. You don't need anybody's approval. What you need is a relationship. You need religion. You need a relationship. Real, you know, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, allowing him to have his way in your life. Religion is forms of religion denying the power thereof, who get caught up in systems and traditions. God wants you to have a personal relationship with him. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Transformational work can take place within you. Children of God, body of Christ, not our job to condemn or judge you. It is our job to help you and to be there for you. The Holy Spirit does the transformational work. Inside job. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, he'll begin to deal with your heart, your mind. Move the hatred, the jealousy, move the envy, the strife, the malicious behavior, the negative food, the disappointment. Comfort you. He'll give you his peace that passeth all understanding, that will keep your heart and mind through his Son, Jesus Christ. He'll begin to work on you from the inside out. God don't work from the outside in. He works from the inside out, that you can truly take ownership and flow in the way he's created you to be who he's created you to be. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Even if you backslid, you may not have been reading God's word as you are supposed to. You may have went to a club. You may have went to a club. You may have done something. You may have said something to judge you. This is a no judgment zone. It's to love you, help you, you, inspire you to have a real personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, to let him be Lord over your life, for you to commend all that you are, that you have, into the hands of God. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me. I have sinned, falling short of glory. Believe Jesus Christ, Son of God. Believe Jesus Christ for my sins, O goes with all power. Jesus, save me. Accept you, my Lord, to my heart, to my life. Stay in my life. Spirit, to my heart, to my life. Stay in my life. Fill me up with your spirit. Have your way that I live. To God's word, fill his way. Repeated that prayer after me. God save you. You fully believe in what you just declared. You fully believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You just got saved. And that's all it takes. Pain, struggles, got saved. Welcome you into the family of God. You've always been a part of God's family, but this moment, tonight, you've officially taken ownership of being a part of God's family. We encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God, where you can encourage and inspire each other to stay focused, always pressing forward by faith, showing each other an abundance of love, letting the love of Christ flow through you, walking by faith and not by sight, and having the courage to obey God and being who you are in Christ. Family, I pray that you were blessed tonight. And at this time, I'm going to ask Brother Rob to come on and close us out. God be all the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Bernard, you're going to come back on and close us out. But real quickly, I'm just going to just let everybody know that in a joyous time as this, as we are celebrating this seven-day revival, reviving ourselves in the spirit, mentally and physically, and also and through fellowship. We also thank everybody that participated in the making of the revival and making things happen. We also thank those that have sat through all 7 days and listened, and we truly hope that it has been regenerative and it has been redemptive to those that have listened. And we also thank those that shared and spread the word that we have this seven-day revival. Okay, and in part, we thank you, Minister Bernard, for tonight's effort and showing us and closing the gap between earth and the kingdom. And we thank you so much. We hope that everything that you poured out is restored in you, some tenfold, some 100-fold, some 1,000-fold. We hope that your blessing, your family blessing, your ministry continues to flourish here throughout. And Purpose Kingdom Network, just thank you so much, Minister Bernard, for just being able to participate and just contribute to, you know, spreading the gospel. Okay, and with that being said, don't forget that Minister Bernard has his own ministry, which is By Faith With Good. Please check him out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Okay, and with that being said, Minister Bernard, I'm going to bring you back on so you can go ahead and close us out for our finale of our seven-day revival, Holy Ghost Revival, the last seven words.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Once again, thank you, Pastor Toy, Pastor Pauline, for this opportunity to share words. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I am forever grateful and humbled for every opportunity that God gives me to share his word, and I do not take it lightly. Family, I just want to share these two verses with you. Jude chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. And the word of God says, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Family, you got to stay focused. Know the trust of the Lord. There's no one else to depend on except for the Lord. There's no one else you can go to get you out of where you are or anything that comes your way like God can. And so God instructs us to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. because we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are building for what's coming, building ourselves up to stand firm in the last days, building ourselves up to not be deceived, to not fall into temptation, to not be misled. We are building for revival, for restoration, for deliverance. Watch this. We are building to take sides, take over. Put us here to dominate. Build yourself up to be a great leader in the kingdom of God. Build yourself up through the word of God. Build yourself up to walk in the purpose God created you to. God, as believers, we are already on the victorious side, already covered. And so building ourselves with holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, word and prayer is the dynamic duo of spiritual growth. And so we want to stay focused and make sure that we are building ourselves up. And then lastly, 1 Peter chapter 3, 15. The word of God says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, meekness and fear. With meekness and fear. So here's the thing, family. That's all I got to say. Be ready. Share with others. Ask about your faith in Christ. Be ready to others about the hope and joy we have in Jesus Christ. What we have through what Jesus has done for us is the answer we need to be prepared to always share. God wants representation in the earth. So be ready for God to use you and to work through you. Always stay in position for God to have his way in your life. Every day, God blesses us to see. Encourage someone. Take advantage of every opportunity we have to share the love and gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm encouraging you tonight to get in position, stay in position, and own your position. Trust in the Lord. If you're dealing with whatever has come your way, put it in the hands of God. Put it all in his hands. And know that God, he's able to heal. He's able to provide. He's able to deliver. He's able to restore. He's able to do whatever you need him to. God wants to show up in your life in ways like nobody else can. So I pray that you are encouraged. Stay focused. And always forward by faith. Why? Because by faith we good. Walk by faith and not by sight. I love you, family. Know that I'm truly praying for you always. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy this resurrection weekend, Resurrection Sunday. Give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And look forward to the greater. God bless you abundantly, family. Good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.